And now, the NDP is asking the Supreme Court to void all provincial election results and immediately order a new election. Kyle Rees is a lawyer and president of the NDP in the province. He joins the VOCM Morning Show. Good morning.
Good morning.
Why are you asking the Supreme Court this?
Well, we just simply felt that it was our responsibility to do this. I mean, whether you like the outcome of the election or not, I mean, that's not really the issue. But while the election was ongoing and then after the election concluded, people started coming to us with stories that simply compelled us to act. For instance, you know, people were coming to us, people like Weimar, who signed the application along with us, who had made diligent attempts to get their ballot. And then for whatever reason, never got one, never got a chance to vote, right? There were other people who were whistleblowers within Elections NL who came to us saying, listen, we had a big problem with the way we were being asked to just give anybody a ballot who asked for one without checking, you know, to verify that they lived where they did or without looking at their IDs. And as a result of that, we're really worried about the results of the election and whether they're verifiable. So among other things, like ballot boxes being taken home by elections workers and not being kept in a secure way, and people never getting to vote at an actual in-person polling day. So when people came to us with all this information, we said, look, you know, it would be all too easy for us to just sit back and get this thing over with and sort of lick our wounds and recover. But if we let this go, all of those people who never got a chance to vote, you know, will never get that say, and maybe so disenfranchised they'll never vote again. And we couldn't stand for that.
So with all of that, what will your principal argument be?
Well, I mean, the principal argument is that we need a test that's set out in Part 2 of the Elections Act. So, I mean, we're not exactly building this thing from scratch. There's a section in the Elections Act that describes what they call a controverted election and how to apply to the Supreme Court to have one declared and to have a new election declared, either in one district or in all the districts. So in this case, I mean, our argument is that, particularly in St. John's East Kittivitty, that was only separated by a difference of 53 votes, you know, there were enough people that didn't get their ballots who would have voted that would have changed the outcome of this election. Or in addition, there were people who got ballots who perhaps shouldn't have gotten ballots because they didn't, you know, swear an oath or their IDs weren't checked. And then there was also a bunch of other people living in our district who, you know, would have voted, but, you know, because of mobility issues or just general voter suppression, were unable to get the ballot and vote. So our argument is, if this election had been held as elections are normally held, or even had been held just a little bit differently, we understand we had to do things a little differently because of COVID, the result very well could have been different. And as a result, we should hold a proper election where everyone gets a voice.
Is there any concern that if the election is overturned, the business of the province would be even further delayed?
Well, I mean, I guess it's really a balancing act, isn't there? I mean, it would be very unfortunate that in the name of sort of efficiency and we're tired of elections, let's just get this thing done, that we ignored the fact that an election has occurred illegally, right? That an election has occurred with enough problems that we can't be sure in the result. I mean, the government that's in place now is going to have to make some very tough decisions about Newfoundland and Labrador. No doubt. We all know that. We all know that the governing party today is going to have a really tough job ahead of them. But in order to make those decisions and, you know, tell all Newfoundlanders and Labradorians what to do to make policies that influence their future, they need to be legitimate. They need to have legitimacy. And as long as this election hangs over their head under this cloud of suspicion, I don't think they can do that job. So it's very important that a court review this and you know, make a finding one way or the other so that, you know, government can continue to exist and make rules and govern us with some degree of legitimacy.
We're speaking with NDP President Kyle Rees. And Kyle, do you expect this will actually go to the Supreme Court?
Oh my goodness, it absolutely will go. I mean, whether a Supreme Court of Newfoundland and Labrador, that is, yes. I mean, there's given that the application has been filed and the other parties will respond, it certainly will. A question of the timeline and the outcome, I suppose, are active questions. But the other parties, John Abbott and his lawyers, as well as Bruce Chalk and Elections NL and their lawyers, they'll have a chance to respond to the application and affidavit that we filed. But we're also hopeful that during this process, I mean, as I've indicated, I've had four whistleblowers come to me already. One of them has sworn an affidavit that's attached to our application. We fully anticipate that there are other folks out there who work for Elections NL or perhaps are still working for Elections NL, you know, having a little bit of a crisis of conscience. We understand that, you know, that the workers worked really hard during this election and they were directed to do things by their superiors that they didn't feel comfortable doing. So our goal here is to give them a bit of a voice. I mean, they're employees, so usually they wouldn't be able to speak about these kinds of things. But through the court process, they'll be able to tell their story. And I know they believe in the value of the work that they're doing and want elections to happen in a free and fair manner. So this would be their chance to be able to come forward and correct all of the problems that they saw behind those closed doors at Elections NL.
Do you think there's public support to have this election overturned?
I guess it depends exactly how the question is framed. I think there's definitely public support to have the election results invalidated. I don't think anyone is exactly enthused to enter into another election. I don't blame them. I don't want to do another one either. I'm tired. But when you think about, you know, the individuals who wanted to vote and didn't get to vote, of course they want another election. I mean, someone like Weimar, who filed the application with us, who made so many attempts to get their ballot because they really, truly believed in the value of voting and that it's a civic duty, and then they just didn't get one. I mean, they deserve a chance to have a say. So, you know, whether or not you're, you know, annoyed, you don't want to see any more political ads or lawn signs, I don't blame you. I feel the same way. But I think you have to understand that there are people out there who didn't get to vote, and they didn't just sit on their rights. They actively tried to get their ballot, and they didn't. You know, not everyone can be Chess Crosby or Siobhan Cody and have the chief electoral officer personally deliver them ballots at their front door, right? There's a lot of folks who didn't get the chance to vote.
Carl, has an election ever been overturned in this province before?
Never. Nope. It has never been. And, you know, probably with good reason. I mean, we've got a little bit of a short history, right? I mean, we've got just over 50 years. But there has never been an election like this. And I think that that's really our point here, right? There's never been an election where an actual polling day was never held, right? Nobody, besides those like me who went out to the advance poll and voted, people didn't get to go out on an election day and, you know, line up in the line and then mark their X. They had to do it through this mail system, and a lot of people didn't vote at all. So there's never been an election like this before. So if there's ever a time, when you're going to see a controverted election, this is the time. And our goal here by doing this is so that policy and legislation and procedures get changed so that no one ever needs to make an application like this ever again.
Kyle Rees, lawyer and president of the NDP in the province, thanks for this.
No problem.